We're continuing the book of Yeshaya. We're up to the end of what's called the seventh chapter, the final pasuk. The Navi had been describing that there would be great desolation, great destruction in the land of Israel. And the Navi says, V'chol he'arim asher b'madel ye'adirun lo tavo shama yirat shamir v'shayit. But the fields that people would plow, all the mountains asher b'madel ye'adirun that could be plowed, there they will not have to fear this great destruction, the great desolation. V'haya l'mishlach sho u'l'mirmas seh. People always need grain, so they will continue to grow their crops in order to have food, and their animals will graze there, and their sheep will be there, and no one will worry because there'll be plenty growing in the fields. So the people will be more pious, and that's why their vineyards, as expensive as they were, they will become desolate. That was the desolation he described. That on that day, on the one hand, people will be more pious and they'll let all their vineyards go to desolation. But the mountains where they'd ordinarily plant their grains, that will continue growing because people will need crops, and they will be so successful that they'll even let their ox graze there and their sheep graze there. And people will live this type of lifestyle where they work enough to sustain themselves, but they're not focused on growing all these vineyards just to get drunk and indulge themselves. Yeah. We're up to the what's called the eighth chapter, Pasuk Aleph. ויאמר אדוני אלי, קח לך גיליון גדול. Hashem said to me, take for you a large megillah. Gilayon is some kind of scroll which will be revealed to everyone. So here we have an insight into the word megillah, from the word megule, from the word gilayon, which means it's a parchment that's going to be revealed. Uchtov alav becheret enosh, and write on this parchment with a human writing, not in the vision. Meaning he sees the vision where Hashem tells him, and then Hashem tells him, "I want you to actually write in human form, not in prophetic form." Lemahir shalal chashbaz. Lemahir shalal. The parchment should be filled with declarations that there will quickly come a time when they are looted. And the idea is that Damascus is going to come and loot them. Chash baz. Which is another way of saying the same idea, chash. There will quickly be baz, looting of Shomron. So the simple reading of the verse is, write it in big letters. Hashem says, write it on a gilayon gadol. Make yourself a big sign. Get a big piece of parchment and write on it, lemahel shalal chash baz. And others interpret it to mean, you fill this parchment with declarations of the destruction that's imminent, that's going to come quickly, and the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, is going to come and loot the northern 10 tribes and loot Israel. So one understanding is that Lemahir Shalal is a reference to the northern 10 tribes. The Sanherib of the Assyrian Empire is swiftly going to come and loot the northern 10 tribes. And then Chash Baz, there will be a quick looting of the southern tribes, which is Sanherib's next stop. After he finished off the 10 tribes, he came down and basically cornered Israel into Jerusalem. And think of Jerusalem back then, the old city. Only the people in Jerusalem remained. He captured everything else. So he looted everything else. למהר שלל חש בז. אוקיי. והעיד לי עדים נאמנים. So Yeshaya says, I wrote it, and then I brought trusted witnesses to sign on the document that I wrote. Eitu Yahakohen Vetzichayahu ben Yeverechayahu. Uriah was the Kohen Gadol at the time, and Zechariah was probably one of the important inhabitants of Jerusalem at the time. Chazal say Uriah was a prophet in the days of Jehoiakim, and Zechariah is the same Zechariah that we will encounter in the beginning of the Second Temple. And Chazal say that Hashem says, connect Uriah and Zechariah. You guys know the Gemara about this?
No.
Okay. It says that... Uriah was killed by Jehoiakim. In the prophet Jeremiah, it records that a man of God came and warned the people. He came from the city of Kiryat Yarim. His name was Uriah ben Shemaiah. Yes. And he came and prophesied that the city of Jerusalem would be taken. And then he was murdered. And his prophecy was about how foxen would walk on the Holy of Holies. And that was Uriah. And Zechariah, so he's the prophecy that we learned at the end of Treyasar, the 12 short prophets. He's the one that prophesied what's written on the public benches all around Jerusalem. Od yeshvu zkenim uzkenot b'chavot Yerushalayim. Old men and women will still sit around the streets of Jerusalem. They have that engraved on many of the benches here in Jerusalem. So Zechariah, what?
Benches.
So Zechariah prophesied that Jerusalem would ultimately be rebuilt and people will live long lives in Jerusalem. You'd have old men and women sitting along the streets of Jerusalem. So Chazal tell us, What's the connection? Why is Yeshaya bringing these two people to sign on the documents, on these documents that describe the destruction? So Chazal say he was alluding to a concept that when you see the prophecy of Uriah come true about the destruction of the temple, you should know that the same God gave the prophecy of Zechariah that there's still going to be a renaissance for the Jewish people. They're going to come back to life and they will re-inhabit the land of Israel and settle in Jerusalem and have elders sitting by the sides of the streets. So that's why he had them both sign on this declaration of destruction. This is a famous Gemara. Okay, you guys should know the Gemara. Let's see if we have a Gemara. Quoted the pasuk, you gotta know the Gemara. Oh, so you do know the Gemara. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara tells us.
I started laughing when they said, I saw the bad prophecy.
Right. Okay, so now this is the source for what he said. So, you guys know the story, or should I read it from the Gemara?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, so it says, Rabbi Yamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehoshua, and Rabbi Akiva were walking along the way, and they heard a sound of the great army of Rome.
Can you read it in Hebrew?
You want me to read it in Hebrew and translate? Fine. Fine. The four rabbis were walking along the road. They were 120 miles away, and they heard the ruckus of the Roman marketplaces. So they started crying, and Rabbi Akiva laughed. They asked him, why are you laughing? He said, and you, why are you crying? These people from the land of Cush, They bow to idols. They offer incense to idols. Yoshvin betach v'ashket. They're sitting in confidence and tranquility. V'anu bet adom aglei elokeinu saruf v'esh. And we, the house that's a step stool, so to speak. Not a step stool. Where you put your feet when you're sitting on a couch? Footstool. Of our God. The temple is burnt. V'lo nivkeh, won't we cry? Amar lahen lechach ani mitzachek. He said to them, that's why I'm laughing. If this is the good God gives to those that transgress His will, then those who perform His will, how much more so is there in store for them? Another time they were ascending to Jerusalem. They reached Mount Scopus. They tore their clothing because from Mount Scopus you could see the Temple Mount and they saw it in ruins. When they reached the Temple Mount, they saw a fox coming out of the Holy of Holies. So the other rabbis started crying. Rabbi Akiva started laughing. They said to him, why are you laughing? He said to them, why are you crying? That place, the Torah says about it, if a person who's a stranger, who's a non-Kohen, if he comes close, he should die. Now foxen walk through it. Won't we cry? So he said to them, that's why I'm laughing.
I have a question, Rabbi. From which direction were they walking past the Temple Mount?
It says they were from Mount Scopus.
Which is from which direction?
I don't know. I thought it was east, right?
No, Dichtib. It's more Paz, it's a little bit northeast.
Okay. Dichtiv, as the verse says, our verse, what we just read in Isaiah and Yeshaya, Va'id ali edim ne'emanim et Uriah Kohen v'tzerchia ben Berechiyahu. V'tzerchia ben Berechiyahu. The prophet Isaiah is signing on his declaration that the destruction is coming. Who does he sign? He signs on Uriah the priest and Zechariah ben Yeverechiyahu. V'chimayinyan Uriah tzerchiyah. What are these two sages doing together? Uriah mikdash rishon v'zechariah mikdash sheni. Uriah was prophesizing the destruction of the first temple. Zechariah was prophesizing and he lived to see the building of the second temple. So what does that mean? But the verse came to tell us that the prophecy of Zechariah is contingent on the prophecy of Uriah. Buriaktiv, and by Uriah it says, Lachen biglalchem tzion sadeh techaresh. Because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. The elders will still sit by Jerusalem. So long as we hadn't seen the fulfillment of Uriah's prophecy, I was worried about the fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy. Now that Uriah's prophecy was fulfilled, so you could be confident that Zechariah's prophecy too will be fulfilled. Amru belashon hazeh amru lo. This is the way they answered him. Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva nichamtanu. Akiva, you comforted us. Akiva, you comforted us. So, the problem with this whole Gemara is that the prophecy the Gemara quotes in the name of Uriah doesn't say in the name of Uriah. It's a prophecy of the prophet Micha. So that when you learn the Gemara, you have to look into. I explained the whole story based on the verses that it says in Uriah's name. Uriah did prophesize destruction, but not the verses the Gemara quotes. So that you have to see when you look at the Gemara, and then maybe one day we have to discuss a Tosfos that discusses verses that the Gemara quotes that don't exist. And a Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Shabbos one day, but that's not our topic now. But when you learn it, make sure to look it up, because you should just realize it. Doesn't exactly work without some looking into it.
Did he come today?
I don't know. We agreed this morning he would, but maybe something came up. I don't know. I don't know. We're up to Pasuk Gimel. I guess we'll have to stop here. Okay.